Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim. We are up to parak Yud, Mishnah Hey. So it says Mishnah, Ram Gamliel lo yomer, Ram Gamliel you say, Kol Shalom, or Shalosh Advar Meilu B'Pesach, lo yotze yidei chavaso. Anyone who does not mention these three things on Pesach has not fulfilled his chiyuv. His chiyuv of what? So the Pashtus is his chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Others say it's the chiyuv of each of these mitzvahs. That part of the mitzvah is to tell the story behind the mitzvah. Ve'elu hein, these three things are Pesach, Matzah, Umarer. Pesach al shum shepasach hamakom al bati avosim b'Mitzrayim. You have to elaborate on Pesach, that the idea of Pesach is that Hashem passed over the houses of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim to save their b'chorim. Matzah al shum shenigul avosim b'Mitzrayim. Matzah is because we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. We went out very quickly. Maror al shem shemeru amitzrim eschai avosein b'mitzrayim. And maror is that the Egyptians made our lives very bitter in Mitzrayim. Another thing that you have to tell, b'chol dover dor chai avadam liros es atzmo, kilu hu yatzim b'mitzrayim. You have to tell the story in such a way where you are viewing yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. Shenemar v'yad l'vincha b'yom ahu le'mar, b'avor ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. Meaning you tell the story in first person, that it happened to me. You don't tell the story that it happened to somebody else, that it happened to our forefathers. It happened to me. I left Mitzrayim. So it's just a lot of times people forget that that's a Mishnah. That's something that you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to say that our forefathers were in Mitzrayim. See, you say, I was in Mitzrayim. I left Mitzrayim. L'fichach anachnu chayavim l'hodos l'halal l'shabeach l'farir l'romim l'hadir l'varich l'alei l'kaleis l'mishas l'avaseinu v'lanu es kal. And because we see ourselves as having left Mitzrayim, so we have to thank and to praise and to laud and to glorify and to exalt and to honor and to bless and to extol and to acclaim. All of these are different words of saying, giving shevach to the one who did all these miracles for our forefathers and for us. He took us out from Avdus Techerus, from groaning to joy, from mourning to Yom Tov, from darkness to a great light, from servitude to redemption, and we therefore praise him with Halleluka. Meaning, so we say the Hallel, which begins with the words Halleluka. So now we start saying the Hallel, but we don't say the entire Hallel. Part of it is said before the meal, and part of the Hallel is said after the meal. So really, the best time to say Hallel is right after telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when you see yourself as having left Mitzrayim, and you feel that that elation of having left, so you express that gratitude. However, if we would say the whole thing before the meal, the kids would fall asleep before eating the matzah, so they said, you know, save some of it for after the meal. Ad Heichanu Omer, up until what point do you say the Hallel? Beishami Omrim ad Eim Habanim Smecha, until the words Eim Habanim Smecha, which is the end of the first paragraph, because the second paragraph mentions B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. So Beishami says that it should be saved until later on, close to midnight, because that's when we actually left Mitzrayim. So that's what Beishami says. Beisolam ad Chalamish L'Maynamayim. No, you say until Chalamish L'Maynamayim, someone who turns the flint into a flowing mountain, which is the end of the second paragraph. The part of Hallel that you say before the meal is followed by the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, that Hashem redeemed us. So Beisil says that since the second paragraph of Hallel describes the redemption, so we should say it before the bracha about redemption. The rest of Hallel is for the end of the Seder, so that children could stay awake long enough to be able to eat the matzah, like we said before. Now, after the first part of Hallel is said, now we say a bracha about the Geula itself. V'chosim b'Geula, we conclude this part of the Haggadah with the bracha about Geula. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Asher Ga'alanu V'Ga'al Es Avoseinu Mimitzrayim. Now we make a bracha that Hashem redeemed us and our forefathers from Mitzrayim. But you don't conclude the bracha with the phrase Baruch Atah Hashem. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avaseinu Yagienu L'Moadim U'L'Regalim Acherim Habayim L'Krasinu L'Shalom. That you should add the words, these words, that Hashem should bring us to other Moadim and Regalim that we should be able to encounter in peace. Meaning we should be able to experience Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, all of the Yom Tovim in peace. Smechem b'vinyan Yirecha. We should experience them with joy in the built city of Yerushalayim. V'sasim b'avodasechem. We should have joy in serving Hashem. V'nochal sham min hazvachim u'min hapsachim. And there in Yerushalayim we'll be able to eat from the Korban Chagiga and from the Korban Pesach. Ad baruch ato Hashem ga'al Yisrael. And then we conclude with an actual bracha ga'al Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a bracha arucha, because it doesn't only thank for the past, it also has its tefillah for the future, and therefore it does end with Baruch Atah Hashem, whereas Rabbi Tarfon held that it was a bracha ketzara, so while it begins with Baruch Atah Hashem, there's no additional Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hey, we learned that Ram Gamliel says the three critical components to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim are Pesach, Matzah, and Mari. You need to describe what each one is coming to do, and when you tell the story, you have to describe it as if you yourself left Mitzrayim, and because you're describing it that way, you have to give all sorts of shavach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us from this terrible, terrible Shibu to a great Geula, and then we say part of Halal. How much of Halal? Beis Shammai says just the first paragraph, Beis Hillel says the first two paragraphs, and then we have a bracha about Geula, whether the bracha is a bracha ketzara or a bracha arucha is a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, and the nafkamina is not only in the text of the bracha and do we say a tefillah for the future, but also whether the bracha concludes with a baruch atah Hashem. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin.